via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate is due to take up President Donald Trump's push for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks for most Americans after the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to meet the president's demand to increase the $600 stipend. The outcome in the Senate is highly uncertain heading into Tuesday's session. The stimulus relief checks are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The U.S. House of Representatives also voted on Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. The Senate is also expected to take up that measure. President-elect Joe Biden said on Monday that many of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump. The lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was, in his words, an irresponsibility. Biden says his team has encountered roadblocks from the political leadership, Department of Defense, and the Office of Management and Budget. Trump, a Republican, has refused to concede defeat in the November 3rd election, and his administration delayed authorized cooperation with Biden until November 23rd. President-elect Biden is expected to be inaugurated on January the 20th. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective on Monday. A court in Shanghai, China, on Monday sentenced a former lawyer and citizen journalist, Zhang Zan, to 4 years in prison for her reporting on the coronavirus. Zhang was one of several citizen journalists who covered the initial outbreak in China's central city of Wuhan. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Bangladesh sent a second group of Rohingya refugees to an isolated island in the Bay of Bengal on Tuesday, despite calls by human rights groups for a halt to the relocation process. More than 1,500 refugees were moved from the crowded camps in Cox Bazar on Monday and housed overnight at a transit center before boarding naval ships for Hasanchar Island. Authorities insisted the refugees were selected for relocation based on their willingness and that no pressure was applied to them, but several human rights and activist groups claim some refugees have been forced to go to the island, which surfaced only 20 years ago and was not previously inhabited. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new strain of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, meaning they must remain inside their homes from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m., but medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. Ramaphosa also said, following the emergency meeting with his cabinet, that individuals caught not wearing a mask in a public place face a fine and possible jail sentence. Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service gave Alexei Navalny 1 day to report to its office or face imprisonment. The prison service demanded that Navalny report to its office by Tuesday, in line with the terms of a suspended 3.5-year sentence he received for a conviction in 2014. Navalny, a leading Kremlin critic, that is recovering in Germany after he was poisoned by a nerve agent in August. Russian authorities have denied that Kremlin was involved in his poisoning. And France mourning the deaths of 3 soldiers killed in a roadside bombing in Mali Monday. The French government said the soldiers' armored vehicle struck an explosive device during their mission fighting an Islamist extremist insurgency in Africa's Sahel region. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of delivery drones over populated areas at night. The new rules will become effective 60 days after they are published in the Federal Register next month. For details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.